Whoa, news with Nick. November 27th, 2021. It's the morning show. So everyone got your coffees, got your Coca-Colas. There was a time in my life where I drank Coke for breakfast every day. And I was like, what? Why am I getting so fat? In about a month, it will be 20 years since Richard Reed tried to make a shoe into a bomb on an airplane. So, due to terrorism, all passengers are required to remove shoes to go on board an airplane. That rule may not make sense anymore. Some may say it's outdated, but it's just shoes. Since March of 2020, I have watched in horror as governments around this country and the world have used a single magic word, emergency, to bypass all legislative processes and enact whatever new societal rules they would like, saying it's all due to COVID. Your restaurant can only serve half capacity. Your restaurant can only serve 25% capacity. Your restaurant must close. It's just for 15 days. It's just remote learning. It's just until the end of the school year. It's just a curfew. It's just until the end of summer. It's just one Thanksgiving to spend alone. It's just one holiday season. During this, I and hundreds of thousands of other New Hampshire employees kept going to work. We did our best to make sure society didn't completely fall apart. After all, we were told we were essential. That is until, of course, last month, when we were told to comply with yet another new societal rule or lose our places in society, lose our essential jobs. It's just a vaccine. But enough is enough. We're out of time. This is the line. Because once power is taken, be it your shoes, be it your medical decisions, or be it any incremental step in between, once it is taken, it is never given back. If we don't speak up now, then when? What's next?
Thank you.
That was me at the State House in New Hampshire. A few weeks ago, they were having a hearing on an amendment to a bill, right? It's very complicated, this stuff. There's a bill, right? It sits on Capitol Hill, and then guys come up to it and add stuff to it. They're like, would you like to be amended, Mr. Bill? Right? And frequently, people will just amend bills for their own political purposes. Anyway, long story short, there was a bill in the New Hampshire State House, committee rather, because it goes to committee first, it gets, quote, studied, right? The committee gets to hear from the public, and then they vote on whether or not it should pass or not. So the bill added some text to an existing, the amendment added some text to an existing bill that said, it is not legal for any entity to enforce a vaccine mandate, right? To coerce a vaccine mandate or something like that. Whatever. Whether or not it passes House, does it even matter, right? Because all these other states, I think Florida has one too, where Florida says not allowed to have a vaccine mandate, but the federal government is like, well, actually, it's an emergency and my name's Joe Biden. So I don't know if you've heard of me, but I can enforce whatever I want because it's an emergency. Anyway, point is, I took time off work, whether or not it's a symbolic event or not. Took time off work, went to the State House. Been there a few times. First time when I was like in fifth, right? Still set up the same way as way back then. I suppose it should be. All government buildings should just be the original building that they had to meet in back in 1492, right? When Columbus came and was like, okay, here's the U.S. government. So I get there and I did bring my protest signs, which we'll get to the last 6 weeks of protesting, by the way. If you guys haven't heard, go to the last show, the October edition of News with Nick, and you're going to hear a real long story about how I'm about to be fired or something. You know, never know. Maybe I won't be. Maybe I'm completely compliant with Biden's mandate. You never know if you're listening, police, right? But anyway, I go to the State House. I have my signs with me in my car. And as I'm walking up to the State House, I'm like, oh, there's protesters outside. I should have got my signs. I'll head back to the car and get my signs. But first, I'll just check with them and see what's going on. As I walk closer to the protesters, or sign holders, whatever you want to call them. All the signs say, take the vaccine, trust science, don't make me sick. And I'm like, huh? Wow, cool, there's counter protesters. So I hang out with them for a bit. And I'm like, hey, counter protesters. That's not what I called them. I'm like, hey, so you guys are like pro-vaccine? They're like, yeah, are you not? I'm like, well, I didn't say that. I just don't want people to lose their jobs because they're not getting a vaccine. And all the pro-vaccine people, you couldn't make them say you need to mandate it. You would ask them right to their little faces, are you for people getting fired for not taking the vaccine? And they would not. I didn't hear one of them say, yeah, you should definitely be fired. All they say is, take the vaccine. It's good, right? And I think a lot of anti-mandate people are pro-vaccine. I think we've been over this. However, I think there's a lot more anti-vaccine people than I expected in the world. So one guy walks past the counter-protesters and he looks at someone's sign that says, vaccines are effective or something. He says, no, they're not. Do your research. Spike proteins. And he runs off into the state house. And then an old lady turns to me and she goes, what are spike proteins? Like, I don't know. It's a thing that they say, right? You're supposed to, you get the vaccine and then you have spike proteins and the spikes come out of your body and they go into other people's bodies, I guess. You're emanating spike proteins. But I think spike proteins exist in like the COVID virus itself as well. So I don't know. Are they saying that you get the vaccine, you create the fake COVID, and then you emanate the spike proteins into other people? I don't know. Anyway, so it was like 5 minutes before I was supposed to leave because I had a doctor's appointment. I had to get back to town for a doctor's appointment, and I'm about to leave. And they're like, and Nick can now speak. And so I speak. I do that speech I just played for you guys. So nervous. I'm sorry. I'm not a very good public speaker. I'm not a very good podcast speaker either. I'm a fine public speaker. But the few times I public speak, I tend to be nervous and I talk too fast. I think it went pretty well. Stumbled over a few words. Wish I'd said a couple things different, but that's okay. And I get back to my seat and I'm like, whew, that was so scary. And then everyone like comes up to me, like four people came up to me. They're like, that was the best speech of anyone today. Wow. Can you email me that? I have a lot of fans now from doing a speech. Anyway, then I go to my doctor's appointment. A complete waste of time, these doctors. I don't know what's going on. I go in there. The doctor comes in. He talks to me. He's like, what are you here for? I'm like, I don't know. Like a physical? I kind of want to use up my insurance while I still have it because, hey, doctor, I might be getting fired next month because there's a vaccine thing going through. Which, by the way, police, you might not know, I maybe am vaccinated. And the doctor was like, if you're not vaccinated, O.J. Simpson, you definitely should be because I say so. I'm like, eh, whatever. And then I'm like, should we look at like my blood work? And we look at my blood work and the cholesterol's not done on it. I'm like, you guys didn't check my cholesterol. He's like, there's less evidence for that than there is for the vaccine. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? He's like, everything I told him to do, he was just like, there's less evidence for that than for the vaccine. He got very mad at me. Then he's like, should you look at me or anything? We're doing a physical. He's like, fine, come up on this bench. Listened to my lungs, looked in my ears. I don't even know what they're looking for. Do you see any earwigs? Right? Didn't even look at my privates. I'm like, of all the parts on me, shouldn't we be, what if I have testicular cancer and I don't know it? Because I don't know what those things are supposed to look like. Right? He didn't even check for that. He was probably thinking like, there's less evidence for that. So anyway. Oh, geez. Anyway, head on over to the website, newswithnick.com. Type in your phone number in the top right corner so you can get text updates for when there's a new live show coming out, a new regular show, and all that. You know, Oh, geez. So, having to do the news research, news blew up yesterday, which we'll get to. It's kind of depressing. There's this new trend in news that I'm noticing where news sites are using the terms raising eyebrows. And now that I've said this, I bet you guys are going to notice it. Woman's elaborate doghouse raises eyebrows on TikTok. And if you go to news.google.com and you type in raises eyebrows, woman's elaborate doghouse raises eyebrows, BCC's halal meat recommendations for Indian cricketers raises eyebrows, Britney Spears' fiance, Sam Asghari, raises eyebrows with a Justin Timberlake reference. Dancing with the Stars, Len Goodman's booty remark raises eyebrows. Corey Bush raises eyebrows with claim of being shot at by white supremacists. Marjorie Taylor Greene raises eyebrows. Greek media landscape raises eyebrows. Well, I suppose if you search for a term, then you're always going to get that term. But it's like, whoa, my eyebrows are raised. Now the news is going to write about it. Oh, man. The news always tells us what to think. Okay, guys, you should be raising your eyebrows at this news. We're not going to just tell you the news. We're going to tell you that when you read it, please raise your eyebrows. Go, whoa. Makes me now I can't read the news anymore without, if I see that headline, I raise my eyebrows. I go, oh, I'm supposed to be raising them, opening my eyes super wide. And then I imagine everyone watching the news doing that. Whoa. Sorry. Is raises eyebrows the new Sparks outrage, or Sparks outrage still exist? Here, let's Google it. Google News. How many Sparks outrage? This is the part of the show where we just Google terms in the news and see what news has occurred from it. Sick George Floyd video game sparks outrage online. Okay, this is going to be amazing. Another fascist acquitted Rittenhouse verdict sparks outrage. What the? NBC's Maria Shriver sparks outrage after asking how it's possible Rittenhouse walked out of court a free man. Dad's method for making sure children behave ahead of Christmas sparks outrage. Guys, we're renaming the show to Sparks Outrage. And then every week we just Google News the term, and then we read every news story. And then every week, you know, we can have a separate section where we think of a new term, right? There used to be the segment on this show called Columbine Style, where we would Google News Columbine Style and see what shootings are planned in the last week. This section is called Columbine Style. All right. Dad's method for making sure children behave ahead of Christmas sparks outrage. Video unavailable. This is dumb. This is a clickbait headline. But let's see what this sick George Floyd video game. It was a grotesque attempt to cash in on tragedy. Iranian game developers are facing the music online over a tasteless video game in which the objective is to save the life of George Floyd. Dubbed Save the Freedom, the mobile game is based on the killing of Floyd, who was black. It was developed over the past year by Iran's Basij paramilitary force. What the heck? A branch of the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps at the behest of IRGC General Mohammad Reza Nahid. He expressed the idea at a digital conference proposing a game where players are save the black citizen from American police. Okay, how do we play? Wait a minute. There's a real screenshot here. Save the Freedom George Floyd mobile being unveiled. All right, if you guys want to check this out, head on over to the App Store. I'm sure it's probably an Apple or Android Play. And look for Save the Freedom and see if you can save George Floyd. All right, moving on. We have an update from last week. We have Brian Laundrie's autopsy shows that he died of suicide by a gunshot wound, which I called. Right? I called this last week, last month. Brian Laundrie has died by suicide from a gunshot wound to the head, an attorney of the Laundrie family told CNN. So we're just going to be like, okay. Chris and Roberta Laundrie have been informed that the cause of death was a gunshot wound to the head and the manner of death was suicide. CNN reached out to authorities for further comment and has followed up with them regarding how Laundrie came to be in possession of a gun. Laundrie's remains were found in Florida last month. He disappeared just days after his fiancée, Gabby Petito, was reported missing. The couple had been traveling, blah, 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 blah. So it turns out what they're saying is that Brian Laundrie ended to Gabby Petito, right? And then he came home and then he stole a gun from his parents. But that part of the story wasn't told. So the police never told America that a gun was missing. Now, all of a sudden, it's very convenient that Brian Laundrie's dead and we don't know how he died. Then what's the easiest way to die, right? A gun. But instead of next to his body finding a gun, they found like his passport, right? Or in a notebook. Laundrie's father, who was searching with authorities the day his son's remains were found, discovered a notebook near where Laundrie's body was found. Experts say at the time that the notebook could be key to providing answers. The notebook was wet at the time, and officials haven't yet said whether they have gained any information from it. So he shoots himself, and the gun disappears into the ether. But a notebook that got soaked is still okay? Awkward. My eyebrows are very raised at this. I assume it was Gabby Petito's ghost coming back to him in the night and going, knock, knock. Knock, knock on the tent door. He's trying to hide from the police. He's like, it's me, Gabby. You're dead. And I'm going to write in your notebook that you killed yourself just so that no one knows it was me, the ghost, so they can't hold me accountable. Oh, geez. All right, let's move on to COVID news. This is huge, guys. So a few weeks ago, Aaron Rodgers, quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, right? He becomes a hugely controversial figure because news always comes out when a player is going to play or not, right? In football, it's a very big deal when it comes to betting. So there's a lot of money on the line whether or not good players are going to play. And Aaron Rodgers is one of the best players, one of the best guys, right? And actually, I hated this guy because every time he played any team I liked, he beat him real bad. He's so good, I hate him, right? So he gets COVID, and the news comes out that says, oh, he's going to miss several games. He's going to miss like a game at least because he's missing several days. And the rule in the NFL is that if you get COVID but you're vaccinated, that as soon as you get a negative test, you're free. But if you're unvaccinated, then, ooh, you're dangerous. So you have to stay out for like 10 days. So everyone on the internet's like, wait, what do you mean he has to stay out for 10 days? He's vaccinated, right? And then it's like, no. And Aaron Rodgers is like, no, I never said I was vaccinated. I said I was immunized, right? Longish story short, Aaron Rodgers never took one of the approved vaccines, right? He just said he was immunized. He did some sort of Eastern medicine meditation, and he was like, I'm immunized. And he ate a carrot, and he was fine, right? Everyone's pissed. It's like, wow, how could you lie to us? I mean, that's what they're all saying they're mad about, but I'm pretty sure they're just mad about the vaccine part. And first of all, who cares if he lied? Whose job is it? Who cares, right? Anyway, so he's not vaccinated. He gets COVID. And then, if that weren't bad enough, he goes on Pat McAfee's show, which is like, I don't know, a sports guy. And he starts talking about all the stuff about the COVID protocols. And he says all these things. He's like calling out the NFL. Like, if you're vaccinated, you're allowed to go into the facility. And if you're unvaccinated, you have to take a test every single day and sit in your car and wait for it to come back. Well, turns out there's some vaccinated people that can still get COVID, but they're allowed to just waltz through the facility. So it's not based on safety. It's based on shaming the people who are unvaccinated, he says.
The world. That was the focus of these, you know, protocols, which I'll get into. When I finish this diatribe here about the petition. So I petitioned the league. Initially, they returned and said, no, you'll be in the unvaccinated category. And I also said, how come there's no exemptions for medical exemptions, religious exemptions, pre-existing conditions? And they basically said, look, those are all basically exempted, but you would be put in the non-vaccinated category. I'll get into what that meant from a scheduling standpoint shortly. But
so he goes on for minutes and minutes. So here's another time code I have tagged. I don't remember what it says. So we're just going to find out why I tagged.
Most and test by our body every single day. But these protocols that we've had to go through, I test every single day, 5 a.m. on noon games as well, which I don't understand why 5 a.m., but 5 a.m. in the morning on noon games. You test in the morning. And before you can go in the facility, you got to wait in your car for 30 to 40 minutes to give you the okay to go in. Vaccinated people test and just go right in. So we had somebody test the other day. Vaccinated person tests, goes in, has breakfast, tests positive. And then, oh, shit, bummer. He just had breakfast with five people. Wait in my car, mask every day in the facility. So I mask up every single day in the facility. Physically distance from everybody else. I have major travel restrictions, so I can't leave the hotel. Can't have dinner with teammates. Even though I tested negative that morning to even get on the flight.
So even though you're testing in the NFL.
Are vaccinated people.
Even though you're testing in the NFL, you can't go out to dinner. So they're just making all these rules for the unvaccinated people and not the vaccinated, which is becoming more and more clear whether or not it works. I guess you get less sick when you're vaccinated, but now they're saying, oh, it only cuts your transmission by like 50%. But 98%, okay, isn't safe, but 99% is okay for these people? Anyway, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, but you know, you get it. What am I going to say? Repeat the same stuff over and over again? So Aaron Rodgers goes on Pat McAfee's show. And then, if that wasn't bad enough, I keep saying that, yelling about all the NFL protocols, he says, once I got sick, I followed the advice of my good friend Joe Rogan, and I took ivermectin. The entire internet is making fun of Joe Rogan, because when he got COVID, he took ivermectin. And everyone says, how can you take the horse medicine? You idiot, are you a horse? You're gonna die or something, right? Well, what happened? What happened to Joe Rogan? He was sick for 3 days, and then he was fine. What happened to Aaron Rodgers? Even though they want to keep making fun of the people who were unvaccinated and then took medicine that everyone says don't take, that Aaron Rodgers took the medicine that Joe Rogan took that the media says don't take, what happened? He was completely fine! But they just keep making fun of him. It doesn't make any sense. Wow, what an idiot. He took medicine you shouldn't take, and now he's completely fine. Now are they going to say it's because they're rich and famous, that the rich and famous get better treatment, and the normals don't? I don't know. What's going on? I mean, it's very clear what's going on. That there's a right and a wrong. It's right to be vaxxed, and it's right to not take ivermectin, and it's wrong to be unvaxxed, and it's wrong to take another medicine that appears to be working. I don't know. I'm not a medicine doctor. But why are we making fun of... Why aren't we going... You know, they keep taking that thing, and they're fine. And guess what? Aaron Rodgers is back to playing football because he's very good and people would rather win than make fun of him. They'll just make fun of him when he's not allowed to play. Breaking yesterday, Belgium confirms a new case of the new heavily mutated COVID variant. I woke up yesterday, and the ghost of Gabby Petito comes to me and goes, COVID variant. And I go, yeah, no shit. Belgium has confirmed a case of the new, heavily mutated, they're saying, variant of the virus that causes COVID-19. Mark Van Ranst, who works with the Riga Institute for Medical Research, said a sample was confirmed as the novel B11529 variant in a traveler who returned from Egypt on November 11th. The patient first showed symptoms on November 22nd, why did this break yesterday? Why did every news source do this yesterday morning, the 26th, when... Is that when the test came back, finally? Guess I haven't done enough research on this. It is a suspicious variant. We do not know if it is a very dangerous variant. What? Belgium is home to the capital, blah, blah, blah. The variant was detected in a small number of samples in South Africa, according to the World Health Organization. There were also reports on Friday morning that cases had been found in Israel and Hong Kong. The B11529 variant contains 30 mutations to the spike protein. Ooh, that spike protein's coming up again. That allows the virus to enter the body. Oh, because it's a spike. That's how it gets in. During a briefing held, blah, blah, blah. The highly contagious Delta variant, the WHO says it accounts for 99% of the world's COVID cases. So original COVID is now dead. Is that true? Delta has completely killed it. Okay, so all we need to do is figure out how to mutate the virus so that it's completely harmless and very transmissible, right? And then everyone would catch it. It would kill the previous variant, and then it would kill the previous variant, and then everyone would have COVID, but no one would have any symptoms. Health officials caution that many of these mutations could lead to increased antibody resistance and transmissibility, limiting the effectiveness of COVID vaccine. The World Health Organization convened a meeting Friday. Okay, so that is why it came up yesterday, to determine how COVID therapeutics and immunizations might be affected by the new variant. The WHO's Virus Evolution Working Group will determine whether to list the new strain as a variant of interest or a variant of concern. The variant of concern label is reserved for COVID mutations that are more contagious, more virulent, and more skilled at evading public health measures, vaccines, and therapeutics. So this comes out. Fauci in the morning is like, we probably should figure out some more things before we do anything. And then Fauci in the afternoon was like, shut down everything, right? And then Biden said, no more traveling from South Africa. So this is great.
And that's the market's worst enemy. If this continues, then we know that what happened today was not an exaggeration. And so it's the bottom line is that all of a sudden, uncertainty is back in the marketplace. Look what's happening in the bond market. Look at treasury yields.
I don't know why this guy's talking. Nearly 2 years after the COVID-19 pandemic, the world raced Friday to contain a new coronavirus variant, potentially more dangerous than the one that has fueled relentless waves of infection on nearly every continent. Okay. There's just going to keep being a variant, guys. I've been saying it. Every time I say it, it becomes more true. Right? It's going to be 2024, 2025, 2028. And we're going to be varianting. Until when? Until we say, oh, whoops. Okay, so there's a variant and we're going to make a vaccine. And if you want to take it, here it is. And it should make you safer. But no, no, no. We just keep headlining. We just keep going, here's a big scary headline. And, well, turns out they've named it variant Omicron. And it's classified as a highly transmissible virus of concern. So they did mark it concern. The same category that includes the predominant Delta variant, which is still a scourge, driving higher cases of sickness and death in Europe and parts of the United States. They keep saying, Delta, the vaccine's good enough to protect against Delta, but also Delta's causing all the cases in the U.S. Flights have been delayed after an accidental discharge of a gun prompts panic at Atlanta's airport. This is from last week. A passenger's gun went off in an accidental discharge at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport main security checkpoint Saturday afternoon, causing panic at the busy airport and prompting an investigation. I love when things prompt an investigation. Wow, people are really running. Oh man, this is a video from outside the airport. Stay together. There's a shooting. There's a shooting. Wow, that guy's really running. That lady doesn't seem concerned. That lady, oh, she's got all her bags. Oh, there's more video. There's more video. This is a huge crowd. Oh, it's just repeating the video. It's just repeating the video. The discharge happened at around 1:30 p.m. Transportation safety officer discovered a prohibited item while x-raying a passenger's bag at the main checkpoint and began a bag search. The TSA said in a statement, as the officer opened the compartment containing the prohibited item, the passenger lunged into the bag and grabbed a firearm, at which point it discharged? Oh my goodness. Hartfield's Jackson Airport officials called the incident an accidental discharge. The passenger ran out of the airport exit with the firearm. Officials identified the suspect as Kenny Wells, 42, and said they were actively pursuing this individual. We're fortunate that when the firearm went off, nobody was seriously injured. According to Atlanta police, three people requested medical attention. They included one person who reported falling and two with shortness of breath. The noise sent social media into a frenzy as visitors posted video of Twitter on the resulting chaos. The ground stop temporarily halted flights. Okay, so he's going through the checkpoint. And the bag goes off. Boop, 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 boop. Right? And the guy says, I'm going to have to look in this bag. And then you go, oh, crap. I forgot my gun in my bag. I was just carrying it the other day. Because, I mean, if you have a gun and you're packing, right, you're going to just throw your gun in your bag. Right? And that's if you're driving. But sometimes you forget that if you're flying, you can't bring it. So he's flying probably for the first time in years. People don't fly a lot sometimes. Like, huh, what's going on? What is this? What is even happening? So the alarm goes off. The guy in the blue shirt says, gonna have to look through this bag. Guy's sweating. He's like, oh man, that's my gun. I forgot about that thing. Right? So as he's opening it, the guy jumps into the bag to grab the gun for some reason. Just, I don't know. There's no real reason you would do that. Just say, hey, sorry, there's a gun in the bag. But instead, he grabs at it and then it accidentally fires. And then he goes, oh, crap. And then he runs for it. Man who discharged firearm at Atlanta Airport has been on the loose still since Saturday. The man who discharged a firearm, Kenny Wells, had accidentally discharged it after he lunged at the firearm. He grabbed the gun and then fled the airport. The Atlanta Police Department on Saturday said that officers immediately began searching for Wells, which was a challenge due to the number of travelers who were also evacuating. No one was directly injured. Plenty of passengers, however, experienced panic and confusion immediately, blah, 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 blah. Ooh, here's another video. Wowzers, people are on the ground. People are on the ground. Those little dividers are on the ground.
Get over here. Get over here. Get over here.
Get down.
Get over here.
Everybody out.
Oh, man. I'd love to be in an airport where a gun accidentally goes off and everyone freaking panics. The TSA is probably like, what do we do? What do we do? We're not trained for this. We're only trained to press blue or pink on this little machine and then say if you have something bulging in your body. So this guy's been free this whole time. They cannot find him. Kenny Wells, 42. He just ran for it. And then he had to call his family and be like, I'm not going to make it for Thanksgiving. And I can't probably rent a car for the next several years because I'm on a list now. So they know who he is. And they have his underwear, right? Oh, God. So, speaking of COVID news and vaccinations, as you guys know, last month I explained that my job had, after saying for weeks and weeks and weeks, the choice to vaccinate is a personal one. That, just kidding, if you don't vaccinate by December, you're fired, right? And I panicked, and I got a bunch of people together, and we protested outside the building. I couldn't even believe it. We got enough people together that people held signs, were brave enough to hold signs and protest outside their own job. Now, that doesn't seem like a big deal, and it's probably not, because I think places do this all the time, and they're called strikes, and it's very easy to do if you're in a union. Well, if there's a union for my work, I don't know about it. And the union doesn't exist, which is basically what I'm saying. So I got everyone together. I'm the leader. We protest on October 15th, I want to say. Right? Let's see. Doesn't matter what the date was. October 14th. A week later, we protest on October 21st. Then a week later, October 28th. Then December, then November 4th. And then after November 4th, the company says, hey, we got some new news from President Biden, and he said you actually have now until January rather than December to get vaccinated. So that's the new deadline. So it got delayed, which is what I was saying was going to happen when this first happened. Like, there's no way they're ready by December to fire everyone. It'll get delayed. So it got delayed. So everyone I've been working with has at least one more month of being able to work. Then we protest. We're going to protest on the 11th. We protest on the 18th. We protest 6 straight weeks in a row outside the building, holding signs like, we're firing, or medical freedom, right? Not much to say about it. We get a lot of honks, and I'm really proud of all of my coworkers who did this. We don't know what's going to change, right? A lot of people still being told that they're getting fired. People are having meetings with their managers. Their managers are saying, are you really not getting vaccinated? Now, you're not even supposed to legally ask that, but we're hearing that it's happening. And on November 11th, I also get a meeting invite in Outlook. It just says, Nick meeting. And the only participants on the meeting are my manager and HR. I'm like, oh my God, I'm fired. Because I've been waiting to be fired for a month. Like, the moment that you hold a sign outside your work and you're in the news and it's you and it says, employee Nick holding a no vax mandate sign outside of this business, I couldn't believe that I wasn't fired, that security was not in the lobby the next day going, we've decided that you and the company don't really see eye to eye anymore, and for that reason, hand in your badge, please. I was shocked that I was not fired on the spot. I don't know why I wasn't. People would say, well, that would look bad for the company. And I suppose that's right. But I think people have been fired for much less than that. Anyway, comes November 11th, and I get this meeting invite. I think it was November 11th. Doesn't matter. Someday. I'm like, oh, man, I am in so much trouble. But they overlapped the meeting with the protest. So I'm like, because they know when the protest day is. It's Thursdays at 2. But they put my meeting Thursdays at 2:30. I'm like, are they trying to keep me from the protest? Well, we'll just find out. So I responded to the meeting. I said, actually, I can't make it, so can you move it earlier? And they did. Funny. HR moved what I assumed to be my firing meeting earlier in the day. So we meet manager, HR, and I'm like, hi, guys. What's up? And they're like, well, we have to have a convo with you. They've got this piece of paper with them. Like, you apparently have had some talking to's about your mask wearing. Is that right? And I was like, answered like how you answer a cop. It's like, I don't know. I guess. Like, you've been warned about your mask wearing. It's like, I guess. If you say so. Well, I'm sorry to say but this is your final warning, and it's written out. And so they had this whole, they had this two-page piece of paper, and it said, final warning. You've been observed many times not wearing your mask properly. And if you don't wear your mask properly from now on, there will be further consequences up to and including termination. I don't have the whole warning right now because I don't have a copy of it. I'm supposed to get it next week. So I'll read it. I'll read it next week. But I got this final warning thing. I was like, ooh, yikes. So if they do want to fire me now, they can definitely do it because they can be like, well, we saw you with your nose out and get out of here. Because I was like pretty, you're supposed to be covering your face 24/7 when you're in that building. And I was pretty much walking around the offices, not doing it, just seeing what happens. I don't know. That's the update from my work. That's the update from my mask warning. And boring. There's been a lot of news this past couple weeks. A lot of trials are happening in the same time period. So we just had the trial conclude of Ahmaud Arbery, right? The news likes to call him a jogger, right? But the people who killed him were pretty, there's got to be a joke somewhere where they're like, he was racing down the street, so the killing was a racist killing, right? Three guys chase him down in a truck, say he was robbing stuff, and then shoot him. Now they say that they only shot him once he went for the gun. He went for my gun, and they shot him, so they go to jail. They're done. And then there was a high-profile case of Kyle Rittenhouse. He's the 17, 18-year-old who went to a BLM rally and went into a crowd of people. And then, I don't know, someone rushed him and he shot the guy. And then he tried to get away. And another guy came at him with a skateboard and he shot that guy. And there was a very long trial. And people were tweeting about this 24/7. And the more that people cared about it, the less I cared about it. So I was like, huh, I don't know. I'll watch it. And it's pretty funny because crazy stuff just kept happening in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. There was a point in time where the judge took out his phone and he said, sometimes I screenshot text messages on my phone and I email them to myself. And then I zoom in and it's all blurry. So that's how I know that when you zoom into something, it becomes blurry. Because there was hours and hours of debate in this trial about whether they should be able to take this video of the event and zoom in so that the jury could see better, in theory, what was happening. And the defense kept saying, don't zoom in, don't zoom in. The pixels, more pixels might get added because the algorithms will guess what the image should be. Is that true? I don't even know. Anyway. So, whole thing, very funny. Kyle Rittenhouse eventually acquitted. Everyone goes, yay, he's a hero. He killed people. Now he's a hero. We should, hold him up in the media and stuff like that. Kyle Rittenhouse. Trump and his allies have embraced and promoted and counseled Kyle Rittenhouse since his acquittal. This is crazy. He's become super freaking famous. Since he was acquitted of homicide and other charges last Friday, Kyle Rittenhouse has said he wants to stay out of politics and that he was disturbed by how his case became politicized. How polarized it has become is absolutely sickening. Right or left, people using me for a cause that should never have been used as a cause, the 18-year-old said earlier this week. Yet, Rittenhouse, who argued he was acting in self-defense when he fatally shot two people in Kenosha, Wisconsin, has emerged as a symbolic figure for the pro-Trump right wing. As the former president considers running again and wields power by issuing endorsements in various Republican primary races. Some prominent conservatives have worked to make a hero out of Rittenhouse, who is armed with the blah, 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 blah. He's appeared alongside Republican operatives in photos, and he met with Donald Trump himself at the former president's private Mar-a-Lago club in Florida. So this kid, I mean, has he done anything heroic? Or did he just get stuck in a bad situation, right? I suppose that one would say he's had an experience probably unlike pretty much anyone else on Earth, right? Being one day, you're just a guy who's hanging out with a gun, getting water from the police. We need water. And then the next day, you're like, you open the news and you're like, oh, it's me. I'm everywhere. I'm 18. I'm only 18. I don't know what to do. Right. Anyway, he's acquitted. They say it was self-defense, and people want to have him as a hero. I don't care. Seems dumb. This guy should just go away, go play Xbox, go do 18-year-old things. If you want to do something crazy, try to start a medical practice and pretend you're a doctor. That's what real 18-year-olds should be doing. Not going around with guns, hanging out with the militia. Stop hanging out with the militia. So anyway, this kid, he doesn't want to be politicized. He doesn't want all the attention. He probably won't go do interviews or anything, right?
In my belief, the prosecutorial misconduct in this case is ridiculous. They knew I was innocent, but they still decided to bring these charges to make their name, to have a name. They wanted my head on their shelf. There's this FBI surveillance plane.
Kyle Rittenhouse appears on Tucker Carlson. Wonder how much he got paid for this. He goes through and he basically just explains the entire case and how the prosecution are idiots and they just wanted his head on a plate. This is the dumbest thing you could, if you're ever a murderer and you get off on the murder and they say you're not going to jail forever, stop going on the news and calling the police and the prosecutors idiots, because they're just going to make a murderer of you. You don't have, how many months until this guy is in the news for something else? Kyle Rittenhouse spotted throwing pipe bombs into the woods at beavers.
We were not provided that drone footage until October, and they had it way before, and the FBI gave it to them, and they compressed that FBI drone video and gave it to us. They gave us a compressed version of that file. So they had a 4K drone that showed the shooting of Mr. Rosenbaum.
Yeah.
And then, do you know what handbrake is?
No.
So Assistant District Attorney Cross had a funny, software installed.
This is a funny section of the interview where Kyle Rittenhouse opines or guesses that the district attorney compressed the video. And by the way, he keeps saying decompressing software, but anyway, he means compression software. They're saying that based on Kyle Rittenhouse seeing a piece of software on the guy's computer, that he must have used that software to edit the video and then send it to Kyle. It's very funny, and he's being kind of a nerd. Because there were also parts of this trial where they were trying to get the video to work on the TV screen, and it just kept saying, no signal, no signal. And the judges just sit in front of it, eating Werther's Originals, I'm pretty sure, just staring at the screen going, when is this going to be ready? Because I'm getting bored. I want to watch the drone video. So they sat in front of the TV, just says no signal. I can't imagine being a defendant, and you're 18, and you're kind of a nerd, and you know how to plug in a TV, but you're just sitting there going, They've got the RCA cable switched and I know it, but I can't say anything because I'm on trial for murder. That'd be so funny. They were like, the defendant's like, I know how to fix it. Because at the end of the day, be you a judge, be you a prosecutor, be you a defense attorney, be you a millionaire, everyone is basically just your teacher in third who couldn't work the overhead projector or work the TV when you wanted to watch Bill Nye. No matter how smart you are, everyone important can't work a TV. But the murder suspect probably can. Everyone's an idiot. Yeah, hold up your degree. I graduated law school, but I also can't take a screenshot on my phone that's not blurry, and therefore I don't know what a murder is, right? Is anyone smart? No, because no one knows how to work the overhead projector.
Had a software installed on his computer called
They're your Handbook. Teacher. They're your teacher. In teacher school, they don't teach you how to work the overhead?
On his computer called Handbrake, and this is just speculation, but put two and two together, we get a decompressed three megabyte file of the drone video when they have an 11 megabyte and he has Handbrake installed on his computer.
He's like, Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man. This would be a hilarious meme. So Tucker Carlson's face is like, huh? I want to make a meme. Kyle Rittenhouse goes, we got a 3 megabyte video when there was 11 megabyte video and the prosecutor had handbrake on his computer. Duh. And Kyle Rittenhouse's face is like, you put two and two together there, huh, Tucker? And Tucker Carlson's like,
have an 11 megabyte and he has handbrake installed on his computer.
His smirk is so knowing. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And Tucker Carlson's like,
we got an extremely decompressed version of the drone right. video.
So, I mean,
all right, I'm making that meme. That is funny. Anyway, Kyle Rittenhouse acquitted, and we will see him shortly running a hospital scam, I hope. If he's got anything left in his tank about doing good stuff for the world. All right. Protesters. Speaking of teachers and don't know how to work in overhead projectors, protesters demand firing of Riverside teacher for mimicking the Native American dance and wearing a headdress. Protesters stood outside the Riverside Unified School District. This is in Riverside, California. Thursday afternoon, calling on district officials to respond to their demands for action after a viral video showed a teacher performing a mock Native American dance while wearing a fake headdress. She took it way too far, and you know she had to be under some rock to not know offensive that is. The video shows the teacher, Candace Reed, dancing and mimicking chopping motions during a lesson. A student captured the cell phone video of Reed as she was teaching trigonometry, saying SOHCAHTOA, it's S-O-H, which is sine, means the opposite over the hypotenuse. Cosine is the adjacent over the hypotenuse, and the tangent is the opposite over the adjacent, if I remember my trigonometry. I watched the video and it kind of hurt my feelings. And I was like, wow, that actually happened, said 13-year-old Landon Yglesias. All right. Let's watch the video of the protests.
On video dancing with a fake Native American headdress, the video going viral on social media. The math teacher involved was placed on leave pending an investigation.
I'm going to watch the real video shortly.
The school district office calling for changes in policies and curriculum and for the teacher to be fired. Eyewitness News reporter Leticia Juarez joins us live from Riverside with the very latest.
Wow,
on
she's on the scene. All right, let's watch the video first, actually. So here's the video. It's only 46 seconds long.
Tomahawks. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so she's wearing a headband with paper feathers on it. You know, back in the day around Thanksgiving, didn't we all make a little headband and tape feathers to it and go, yo, 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 I'm an Indian, right? It's like, I'm having Thanksgiving. I thought we all did that. Now, I don't particularly remember a specific time doing that, but I'm pretty sure we all cut feathers out of paper and stuck them in our head. Is that against the rules? Or is it only when you dance around the whole room going, yip, 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 yip?
SOHCAHTOA! 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 SOHCAHTOA!
Okay, I think I get it. It's SOHCAHTOA, but there's still 30 seconds left in the video. Man, it's not impossible that she took heroin before class, because that has happened.
I get to go home, and I get all of my feathers.
Okay, so that's SOHCAHTOA. So she dances around the room SOHCAHTOA-ing. I remember it now.
Well, good afternoon to you. John North High School just getting out right now for a second time since last week. Organizers were out protesting that video that went viral, demanding that the district take measures not only to terminate that teacher, but also to...
Wait, let's go back. Did they say a second week in a row for protests?
Right now for a second time in a... since last week, organizers were out protesting that video that went viral, demanding that the district take measures not only to terminate that teacher, but also to include more Native American studies for students.
Outside Riverside Unified School District offices, protesters gathered to call for the termination.
1, 2, 3, 3, 6, 9, 12. There's like 18 protesters there. Unless some of them are just hanging out to say hi. There's people with flags and a bullhorn. Imagine your job's getting protested.
District offices, protesters gathered to call for the termination of teacher Candace Reed after a video of her performing a mock Native American dance wearing a fake headdress in her math class surfaced.
Okay, we got it.
Organizers say they are following up on demands they sent to John North High School, where Reed teaches. Reed was placed on administrative leave after the video of her teaching students the trigonometry mnemonic Xocatoa went viral.
We asked for a response within a week to let us know what the result of our demands for her termination.
Wow!
An apology to the family and to the child who filmed this.
So this lady is wearing a hat that says Native Pride. So I was going to say, where did all these protesters come from? But it must be Native tribes have little groups and they go, okay, guys, we got to go protest. Someone did something mean. Let's go.
Film this.
An apology they say they are owed for Reed's insensitive and racist depiction of their culture.
She took it way too far. And, you know, she had to be under some rock not to know how offensive that is.
Nearly two dozen supporters gathered in the parking lot to demand the school district include diversity training and Native American history for both teachers and students in the classroom. 13-year-old Landon Iglesias belongs to three local tribes. He and his mother came to show their support.
You can belong to three tribes? How?
I watched the video and kind of hurt my feelings.
Oh my God, he's in a gang.
It was like...
He's wearing a bandana. It says Kahulia. Kahuliila. That's what they call gangs now, is tribes. And then you say, no, I'm Native. It's not gang violence. I'm Native American. I can do anything.
Wow. Well, you know, like, I was like...
Please do not send that to my job. Oh my God. I'm fired.
Actually have it.
He takes his culture very serious, and
this lady is saying her kid takes the culture very serious, but he's a member of three tribes. I don't think so.
He takes his culture very serious, and I'm glad he wasn't in that class. He would have been so offended and hurt. I was hurt for him and for his people.
Last week, Riverside Unified School District did release a statement calling Reed's behavior offensive and saying it did not reflect the district's values. But the school district isn't the only one the group is hoping to hear from.
She has yet to issue a public apology. She needs to apologize to all of her victims.
Okay.
Now, a bill that was signed into law will require high school students to take a semester of ethnic studies starting with the class of 2030. But organizers.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm just dumb. I don't know. I assume you can be part of three tribes, and that's just fine. That's probably how their tribes work. They're like, you want to be a part of our tribe? Come on in. You join a dance, you do some trigonometry, and once you've proven your worth, you are allowed in. Anyway, we'll see if she gets fired. Probably will, or she'll just resign and say, it's been very distracting, so I'm going to resign. And then she'll go on Tucker Carlson, and Tucker will be like, Xocatoa, you know, sine opposite hypotenuse? And he'll be like, huh? What? Decompression? Kevin Spacey news came out last week. He had to pay $31 million to House of Cards. Kevin Spacey was ordered to pay $31 million to the studio behind House of Cards for violating the company's sexual harassment policy. The private ruling by an arbitrator, interesting, so not the real courts, was initially handed down more than a year ago, but only made public on Monday after lawyers for MRC, the studio behind the Netflix political thriller, filed a petition to the Superior Court to confirm the sum would be delivered. The arbitrator ordered the disgraced award-winning actor and his production companies to pay $31 million in damages. Spacey served as an executive producer for House of Cards and was the initial main character. So at first I was like, how? What are they suing him for? He made them look bad by having accusations, but apparently there was a contract or something, or I don't know about these actor contracts, but they probably signed something real in-depth where it says, you promise you've never done anything that's going to come out and hurt us, right? And you sign it because your deal is worth millions and millions of dollars, and then you just hope it doesn't come out. Or, as Kevin Spacey says, he's always drunk, so he can't remember any of them. So how could he even know to not sign? All right, we're running out of time. Video, a 9-year-old Florida girl fights off suspected robber to protect mom. I didn't even watch this. It's probably going to be dumb, but I thought it was a very funny, probably going to be a funny video to end on. A 9-year-old girl in Florida was awarded by police after they say she fought off a robber to protect her mother, and it was all caught on video. All right. Security camera. Oh, guy runs around, tackles mom. 9-year-old girl runs from behind the van, starts punching him in the face. Wow. He runs off. West Palm Beach police say Jory Nelson and her mother were shopping for groceries on November 2nd when the suspect tried to steal her mom's purse. Police say, well, Journey's mother was loading groceries into the car. The suspect rushed up to her, began to violently pull at her purse before knocking her down. The suspect reportedly told the mother to let go of the purse. You're going to make me pop you, while reaching for his waistband. But Journey wasn't going to let that happen. Security video shows the brave girl throwing punches at the suspect, hitting him in the face to try to fend him off. That's great. There's been this... The news is really focusing in the last week, I noticed, on these robberies in California. They're like, wow, gangs of smash and grab robbers. So if we do our old trick where we go to news.google.com, we just go smash and grab. It's a topic right now. LAPD on tactical alert after smash and grab robberies. Smash and grab crew steals tools from the Lakewood Home Depot. Let's see. Home Depot in Lakewood was the site of the newest smash and grab theft in Los Angeles County Friday night. I've always wondered if this would happen. What am I saying? I've always wondered if a crime would happen. Was the site of a newest smash and grab theft in Los Angeles County Friday night, and it appears the thieves stole tools that could be used for future crimes. About 7:45 p.m., 8 or 9 young men entered Home Depot and stole multiple hammers, crowbars, wrenches, and other tools before fleeing into waiting vehicles. The tools totaled about $400 and is believed the thieves fled into a red Mercedes-Benz with severe damage to the front of the vehicle. All right, let's see what this video says. It's probably going to be the exact thing I just read. So I think that the fact that this is hitting the news is making it happen more. So these teens read the news. They're like, someone just walked into a store, stole a bunch of stuff, and walked out and sped away, and they're not caught yet? Guys, get in the van. Do you guys have masks? Oh, yeah, you do, because the entire world has told us we have to have 90 million of them in our house. So if you want to do a robbery now, all you do is reach to the floor of your car, and you're like, ah, robbing gear, a mask, and dollar store sunglasses, the perfect disguise.
Involving 8 male suspects at this Home Depot store. Now let's go to some video that was shot from inside, actually a cell phone video that was shot from inside the store as the robbery took place.
Yes.
I can tell you that items that were taken, as you mentioned,
wow, hammers, okay, so they're all in hoodies,
crowbars, and sledgehammers and other tools. The suspects ran out of the store and into awaiting cars. Now detectives are on scene and they are investigating and looking at some of the video that was shot inside of the store and on these cell phones videos that we attained here. But again, this is the Home Depot store, 5,000 block of Hardwick Street.
So it's just a...
ironically, catty corner.
It's just like 9 kids in hoodies walked into the store. They're not even running. They're waltzing out the door like they're just normal customers. They walked in, grabbed a ton of hammers, walked out, and drove away. I think that this has been possible forever and no one realized it, that you can just walk into stores, steal a thing, and walk out and go away. Because who's catching you? Who's a 20-year-old who works at Home Depot or a 60-year-old grandpa whose only job is Home Depot? I don't think so. They're going to be like, oh, guys, you have to pay for... Hello? Hello? What are you going to do? They have the hammers now. They've got all the power. Some would say they've got a lot of leverage in this situation if they stole crowbars. Stupid! That was the dumbest thing I've ever said. But... so they steal hammers. Next thing they're going to do is walk into a jewelry store, take the hammer that they stole at Home Depot, because if you're going to do a robbery, you don't want to be caught on camera buying a hammer with a five buckaroo. You want to have stolen the hammer. Walk into a jewelry store. You smash it. You grab all the stuff. You walk out. Doesn't have to be apparently like Ocean's 11. All you do is just walk in and walk out. And this keeps happening. Is it going to happen more? As more and more people become plunged into poverty because of COVID or whatever, you know. I don't know. Unemployment ran out, so we're down to stealing hammers and reselling them on eBay. This has been News with Nick. Head on over to the website newswithnick.com. If you want to watch the video version of the show, I wouldn't recommend it after having watched the entire... you know, after having to listen to it once, I wouldn't recommend going back and watching the video version, but, you know, up to you if you want to see a video version of a previous show. Newswithnick.com is the official website, and I got to go because it's Saturday and things to do. Bye, everyone.